What do we know about the mechanisms of resistance to alectinib? And clinically, outside a trial setting, what do you do?
I think it's worth thinking about alectinib resistance or ALK resistance in general, much like EGFR resistance, right? So you can have on-target resistance. And on-target resistance is caused by secondary resistance mutations. So if you, after alectinib, see an on-target resistance mechanism like the ALK G1202R resistance mutation, that is a resistance mutation that you can overcome by finding a different ALK inhibitor. And so the best data on this actually now comes from the recent trials of lorlatinib. Lorlatinib is one of the most potent new ALK inhibitors that can overcome a range of resistance mechanisms. If you see an ALK mutation, so if you see a secondary ALK mutation, then lorlatinib has a nice response rate and can overcome resistance. But in your patient with alectinib resistance, if you don't see a secondary ALK mutation, they do not have on-target resistance. They have off-target resistance. The cancer has just gone haywire in a new direction. And in those patients where I steer them to chemotherapy. Now, this paradigm of using resistance genotyping to guide ALK resistance therapy, it's not widespread. It's not really proven prospectively in the way that it is with T790M. I mean, in T790M, it's very clear. Resistance, you know, T790M goes to osimertinib, no T790M goes to chemo. That same model, I think, deserves further investigation for ALK. ALK resistance mechanism, try a better ALK inhibitor. No resistance mechanism, try chemotherapy. And that's the kind of paradigm I'm trying to look into more and more for my patients.
Where do you see things heading in terms of management of patients with ALK translocations? Are there other studies right now in the first line that are maturing?
Well, the question is, are these newer ALK inhibitors going to move to the first line setting? And so could brigatinib replace alectinib? First line trials ongoing of brigatinib versus crizotinib. Could lorlatinib replace alectinib? First line trials ongoing of lorlatinib versus crizotinib. And newer ALK inhibitors that are not yet in the clinic or are not yet sort of widely available, but are coming along. I think lorlatinib is the most interesting new drug to be aware of. It can be well tolerated, but it has a certain weird subset of side effects. Patients generally develop high cholesterol. I mean, high cholesterol is easy enough. You start a cholesterol medication. But high cholesterol, along with weight gain and sort of metabolic derangements, and then the cholesterol medication makes their CK go up maybe. And so for some patients, it can get complicated. I had a patient who gained, I think, 40 pounds on lorlatinib, and we had to put him on a kind of Atkins diet in order to cut the carbs out. So it can be kind of weird. I think plenty of patients tolerate it fine. Some patients can have the sort of metabolic derangement that makes it a little more work, but it is a good drug for brain mets. It's certainly a drug to be aware of, and I think will impact resistance therapy soon.
That's really fascinating.